Look at your hands, and you got nothing. All this work you done, and you got nothing. The world demanded much of you, and it all piled up when you said yes you will. But you're more than that, and what they say you. So stop holding on to what they're saying, and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you anyway. Anyway. I never said that I thought I was entitled. All these different ones being stuffed inside my mouth. Quit telling me what to say, what to think, how to feel, and who to be. Don't come looking for me, cause you won't find me. So stop holding on to what they're saying, and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you any.
Hello.
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 Welcome to our first show of the semester. This is dual degree hour for all of you new people. I don't know who's listening. And welcome back to everyone we told this was our new time slot.
Yes.
So
thank you. If you're out there.
If you're hello. Out there. Mm-hmm. I know my parents are.
Oh, that's cute.
It is cute. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you. This is dual degree hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
And we're gonna start off with an opening song of Grooves in the Heart by
D-Light. such a good banger. That was my idea.
It was.
It yes. is a banger. It's a good pick me up morning song. So
yeah, so we're gonna get started with that. Mm-hmm. Like pretty soon.
Yeah.
Now. Ideally.
Okay,
it's on.
You.
Yeah, got it. All right.
Satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what? Got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful. Making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. No other rhythm where I wanna be. Come on, blowing, blowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, witty, can't think, quitty, quitty. Stomp on a stoop when I hear a funk group. Blue playing pop pipe, follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it.
Okay. Hope everyone enjoyed that one. Mm-hmm. Because I did.
Yeah. Spicy. Fun. Exciting.
Yeah. Pretty good pick-me-up song.
Indeed.
It's very exciting.
No, it's definitely like super groovy, which mm-hmm. is what I appreciate in a song.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, it's a fun bop. Good for the morning. Good for a wake up.
Exactly.
Which is what I need.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's what you all need listening to this show at 7 in the morning, I'm assuming.
It is mm-hmm. it is the whole, you know, getting ready for work or school vibe.
Oh, yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. No, it's a good time to be waking up, mm-hmm. I feel like.
And okay, no.
I like getting up this early.
I think the ideal time to wake up is 10 o'clock.
Oh, I mean, fair, yes.
It's the best time. You don't waste too much of the day, but you still feel like you slept in.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's fair, yes.
I know that last semester when I had 10:30, wake up every day was pretty nice.
That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
Whereas now, I feel like I fluctuate between two extremes.
Yeah, no, I feel that, and especially with, like, Smifa, like, getting up either at, like, what, like, 6:30, so you can get onto the 7:45.
Mm-hmm. That's what, yeah.
Or, like, sleeping in until, like, normally on Mondays, my first class doesn't start until 12. So I just sleep for a while, but now I can't. Because we have show. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I have SMFA today.
Really? Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. I will be honest that having radio and then SMFA in the beginning of the week does destroy your sleep schedule. But it sounds like, but I was already fluctuating between, like, getting up at, like, 6:30 and sleeping in until 11 because my brain was destroyed all the time. So... you'll be fine, but
yeah. That did not sound like an assurance of being fine.
High yeah. endorsement by Maggie, but to be fair, you get to sleep an extra hour than as that
oh yeah
than she did. So
I feel like the extra hour is gonna be like very useful, very practical, because like
yeah
the difference between 5:30 and 6:30 is
huge.
Astounding. Yeah, if you say you got up at 6:30, then everyone's like, big deal, I have to get up at 6:30 every day to go to school or work. But if you say you got up at 5:30, then that's abnormal. People are
yeah,
confused.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, 6:30 is still bad. Like, if someone told me they had to get up at 6:30, I'll be like, I feel bad for you, bro.
Understandable.
Anytime before 10 o'clock, I will feel bad for that person.
That's actually true. Like, I feel like this weekend, like, I was talking to some of my friends, and they were like, oh, I have to get up at 9 for this thing, and I was like, oof, bro, that sucks. Like, no. Anytime before 10, you're so right.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm just like, after this weekend, I woke up at ridiculous times. Like, there was that one day, oh, it was Saturday, that I woke up at 4 o'clock, and I was like, okay, well, that just happened.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's, yeah.
So, like, I mean, like, you're talking about my sleep schedule being messed up. I went to bed at 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's fair, actually. anyway, we should start our segment. I don't know if we're going to keep our... Are we keeping the radio show the same? We didn't really talk about this.
I think we should.
I think we should too.
We really hit it out of the park first time around.
Yeah, no, I think it's fun.
Let's not give ourselves too much credit, but yeah, I feel like we're good.
We're good. Okay, so I think we should start our segment called Slaps and Flaps.
Yeah.
Regarding the food at Tufts.
I have 3 smuffa days.
So you may start then.
Yeah, you gotta
tell us about your meals.
Well, I mean, like, the thing is, like, I just don't eat anything at the SMFA cafe.
Yeah.
So, like, it's hard for me to have a flap because there's no food that I've eaten to, like, make my expectations not good.
Because you're naturally so wary of everything. You don't trust anything.
Exactly.
Understandable.
That's smart.
You. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, especially last week, I went to Sweetgreen.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I just have the same salad every time. And it does slap, so I will endorse that. So, there is a salad at the SMFA Cafe if you're ever in Boston. and are looking for a very, very mediocre meal to have. You can drop by the SMFA and get a chickpea salad. It's like, it comes with this delicious, delightful green sauce that who knows what it is, but like, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the tortilla chips out because they're really soggy.
Wait, is this like a prepackaged salad that they have?
Yeah, dude.
Their prepackaged salads are pretty passable.
I'm scared of them.
They're like...
They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say they're the safest item.
They're definitely the best item to get.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to eat there, it's definitely going to be that for me.
Yeah.
Fair.
Because...
Wow, I just yawned.
Yeah.
I hope that everyone listening just yawned as well.
Spread the yawns.
In solidarity. Cute.
Yes. No, we love that. So what's a good meal that you've had? What slaps?
I'm gonna say this just because technically it was a new revelation for me that's semi related to Tufts Dining. Picante takes jumbo
it's so
cash,
good.
And I don't know about y'all, but that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. And Picante's also super cheap. Like,
it's not super cheap.
It's pretty cheap. It's I got one of those like
tostadas.
The tostadas are like, I think $2.75, and you can put whatever you want on it. You can be like, hey, can I have extra beans? And they'll be like, yeah. Can I have extra blah blah blah? Can I put all these things on it until it turns into a massive pile of food? And it's still $2.75.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
It's so good. I can eat one, and that's like a meal because you just put so much stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other time I went, and I just got a container of beans and a container of rice, and it was like $5, and that was 2 meals. Like, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say yes, it is cheap. Mm-hmm. Unless you get like a burrito, which is expensive.
Yeah, that's what I get.
No, bad. Get a tostada.
Get a tostada, then you can essentially build your own burrito just with a different,
yeah, but
like,
it's crispy. I don't like deep fried things, dude.
Oh, okay. I mean, food for thought. Get a tostada. Wait. I'm gonna flesh this out. Get all your toppings. Get everything that your little heart would ever want in a burrito.
Bring your own tortilla?
Bring your own tortilla. Tortillas are what? You can get a pack of like 20 for...
like, no money.
Yeah, for like $3 max. And like,
I don't know what to say to you mm-hmm. right now.
I think she's right.
No.
Yeah.
No. You're not. Just at
imagine you. Imagine you show up to a restaurant and you're like, okay, thanks. And then you pull out your own tortillas and you destroy what they just gave you and make your own food.
Honestly, I wouldn't even be mad.
You could
I'd
ask.
I'd be like, that girl is a revolutionary.
You could just get it to go and then do it in your dorm room.
Yeah, if you need privacy in order to deconstruct your tostada.
Yeah.
But you're essentially
this just sounds like so much work. I could just go to Hodge and get a burrito.
But the Hodge burritos are mediocre.
Yeah.
They're bad, yeah.
Yeah. Hodge burrito, tostada contents? Tostada contents.
Tostada. Yeah.
It's sounding less and less like an actual word. Wait. Tostada contents with your own little flour or corn tortilla. Ooh, yummy.
You cannot make a burrito out of a corn tortilla, can you?
No.
I think so.
It would fall apart.
I think it would fall apart too.
You know what?
Yeah, there's a reason why they put it in a little like steamer thingy.
Yeah.
If you did that to a corn tortilla, it'd fall apart.
Okay. You know what? I don't need people to be looking for plot holes in my understanding of tortillas.
You're the one that's like telling me to bring a tortilla. You're the tortilla man, dude. I have to fact check your tortilla knowledge.
Yeah, I know that it's a good financial and food choice to build your own burrito, but
or hot food for thought. I just go to Whole Foods with my $999 worth of jumbo cash and get all the ingredients for my own burrito and make it, and then continue making it throughout the week. Wait, that would be amazing, and I might actually start doing that.
That's smart. Does Rhino Cash, like, wait, what was my question?
Rhino Bucks.
Does that work at all the things that take jumbo cash? Or is it the same?
It works at more. It's different. Like, there's lots of Boston businesses.
Oh, and it works at all the places here, too?
I know it works at Whole Foods.
Okay.
Yeah. It's anywhere that takes campus cash, which is, like, a bunch of like businesses that have banded together.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, that's smart.
Yeah, as a part of my dual degree life, I have got the dual degree premium meal plan. I switched over, which gives me $999. Yep, you heard that correctly, folks. Worth of Rhino Bucks for me to spend at my discretion. They know the SMFA cafe sucks and they are throwing me a bone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am bewildered by the SMFA cafe. And I'm also bewildered by this program, this meal plan. I didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
I was smart to switch over. Good job, you.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, I'm going to talk now. I don't have any slaps.
Unfortunately.
What?
Wait, no, wait, I do, actually. Both my slap and flap are the same thing.
Okay.
But one time it was eaten at the SMFA cafe, and one time it was eaten over here. Okay. They have this sweet potato black bean burger that when you eat it at Duwick, you can make it however you want. So you take the patty, and then you take the bun, and then you can put whatever you want on it. And this particular day, it was taco day, so they had guacamole. So
sorry, I had a very verbal reaction to that.
So I made my burger. I put cheese on the burger. I put my toppings, my tomato and onion, on the burger. I put it into the panini press, which melted the cheese and compressed the meal. And then I got my scoop of guacamole, and then I dipped my burger into the guacamole and ate it, and it was very good.
That's so exciting.
And then
I'm happy for you.
It was quite good. And then I went a couple days later to the SMFA where they had the black bean and sweet potato burger next to their like Angus beef burgers. And I was like, you know what? I liked it when I had it over here. I'm going to eat it again. Unfortunately, it was bad.
Yeah.
Because the patty was not what made it good when I ate it here. It was all the topping,
etc.
And the guacamole and the panini press, which is the love of my life. It's true. Mm-hmm. And Maggie saw me eat this burger and it came with lettuce and tomato on it, and I don't like lettuce, and I don't like tomato when it's not compressed, so. Mm-hmm.
And there was just, like, a general air of disappointment at the table as you bit into your burger, because you knew it would never.
Dude, what does WMFO stand for?
No, it's just the station ID. I don't think it ever stands for anything.
Sun FM. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, so it's just an identifier for the station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was me looking at the thing and being like, what? What is WMF? Anyways, yeah, pretend that I didn't say that on air.
Understandable. I'm going to forge forward with my slaps and flaps for the week. So
please do.
Clear slap that, you know, it always manages to come back around, but after returning from break, I was simply reminded of how much I love this particular item of food. Triangle tater tot / hash brown goodness from Duick. Oh, so good.
The potato triangles.
Potato triangles. They're like, they're just the perfect amount of potato to like fried edges ratio where you know you get both components, and they're just you can't beat them. So I just wanted to give potato triangles a little bit more love. And then a slap that kind of turned into a flap after eating it for a little while was Duick's quote unquote Asian broccoli.
Dude, I literally heard you endorsing it yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, because I took a few bites of it when we were eating, and I was like, this is good. And then as it continued going, I realized.
Is it like the garlic sautéed broccoli?
It's like the garlic sautéed broccoli, except it sort of has this soy saucy. It's not soy sauce.
It's literally disgusting.
But it's a soy saucy sauce.
You have
sauce.
My absolute abhorrence.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
I'm sure, because I've made something like that before. Mm-hmm. Like, before I came to college, I made an Asian dish. And one of the things I did was air fry broccoli after soaking it in like something, and it tastes really good. Don't look at me like that.
The issue was that there wasn't the air frying component of it on this broccoli. They
the
just
sauce
sort of,
was also probably
there was like a massive puddle that continued to seep out from the broccoli.
Oh no.
And infect all of the other food beside
it. Yeah, it was
that
soggy,
sounds
dude.
Bad.
It was literally straight soggy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, but you bite into it at first, and you're like, wow, this actually has flavor. And so you're like...
Yeah, but the flavor is a mask for...
For a,
not
you know,
good.
A selection of many other issues with the broccoli.
Yeah.
To introduce my song of the week, which I have probably very likely played before, because I like it, and it's a very nostalgic song for me. It's Lemon Boy by Cave Town.
I love this song.
I really like this song. It's very sweet. There's just some essence to it. It's a very like childlike song, and I like it. It's lovely, and I think it's a good way to start your morning because it's very relaxing, but also, you know, it pumps you up.
Yeah.
It prepares you positively for the day. So this is Lemon Boy by Cave Town.
There once was a bittersweet man, and they called him Lemon Boy. He was growing in my garden, and I pulled him out by his hair like a weed. And like weeds do, he only came and grew back again. So I figured this time I might as well let him be. Lemon Boy and me started to get along together. I helped him plant his seeds, and we mowed the lawn in bad weather. It's actually pretty easy being nice to a bitter boy like him. So I got myself a citrus friend. But soon it's bittersweet started to rub off on me.
What if I run out of fertilizer? What if the clouds run out of rain? What if lemon boy won't grow no longer? What if beaches dry of sugar cane?
Hey, beep bop.
So that was Lemon Boy by Cave Town, a classic. And for our next segment, we're going to return to another classic, which is Emma reading our PSA in a different accent.
Dry fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits that are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Ate me.
Thank you. I just say that because there's the little fruit picture here that says eat me.
It says eat me, yeah.
Oh, cute. Okay.
I thought that was a remark, like being snide to everyone. But I liked it.
For some reason, I feel that accent perfectly meshed with the essence of dried fruit. As like
it's like a dried fruit itself. Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Like sun dried, like left out in the sun
Should
for a
I
while.
Add it to my acting portfolio?
Yeah. Yeah, I can act as
a dried fruit.
A young ripe mango fruit. Who has been left in the sun for a little bit too long. Her glory days are over, but she still regains the same sense of confidence.
Sorry.
Yes. Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So I do kind of feel like that.
Valid. You're valid.
Mm-hmm. Fruit child? More like fruit
woman.
What?
We're gonna skip over that. We're gonna just ignore that that happens.
Okay, so folks, later on in the show, and by that I mean right now, I was gonna do my song of the week.
Nice.
Which I just thought of when I had it in my head, and I was like, oh, what song is that? And I had to like get to the chorus, and then I was like, oh, okay.
I feel that.
It's a really good song. It reminds me of being in grade 11. With some people that I didn't like, but some people that I did like.
Nice.
Look at that. Let's go on with the people that we do like.
Indeed.
And the song that we definitely like, with Fancy Shoes by the Walters.
Okay, let's get started.
Inside my veins, I'm feeling heavy and I can't explain how I feel for you. You got me dizzy and I'm feeling blue. Let's go walking in the city tonight. You wear the dress that makes you look so nice, like my fancy shoes. I wore
Welcome back. That was Fancy Shoes by the Walters. Mm-hmm. Emma unfortunately had to leave.
Yes.
Because she has smifa.
She had to catch the 7:45, which in many ways leads perfectly into our next segment, the life of a dual degree student.
Indeed.
Because one of those aspects is when you have a 9 a.m. course on the Fenway campus is getting up to make the 7:45 shuttle, or not getting up then, but leaving your radio show a little bit early.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To ensure that you make it on time for class and can even get like a little breakfast sandwich while you're there. You know, spice things up.
True.
Their breakfast sandwiches are actually good.
That is true. That's what I've heard. I don't eat them, but maybe I should.
Mm-hmm.
I like their muffins. I get a muffin and I get a latte there.
Mm-hmm.
Which I do like that they have like espresso drinks there, mm-hmm. because they don't have those here. You can't get those here for any part of a meal swipe.
Yeah.
And I wish you could. So I do like going over there so I can get myself a latte or two without paying for a latte or two.
Lovely. I do also like their muffins, as you were saying, except I think that my favorite is actually like the neon green one.
Oh yeah,
the pistachio.
Yeah, pistachio. Yeah, I've had that one,
which looks toxic but is surprisingly lovely.
Good. It soothes me knowing that that color is natural and not I like seeing things that are a weird color and being like that's not even food dye.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Although I'm a fan of their... I've been getting their blueberry muffin for a while, as of late. Although I am also a fan of their lemon poppy seed.
Ooh.
And their chocolate chip.
Nice. I feel like I need to bolster my muffin resume. I need to get more muffins underneath my belt. Meaning that I need to try them.
Understood. No, they're good. I like them. I think breakfast with the SMFA is pleasant.
Yeah, I think it's the best meal that you for sure can get there.
It's true.
It's the best dining experience.
Yes, no, I agree.
Experience.
Yeah.
But Annabelle needs. How was this week in your dual degree life?
Well, I am currently in animation and monoprinting, which are two very different classes and very different in the workload. So animation is a lot of work, and I did not sleep a lot one night because I needed to pull through on my project, which ended up being 85 pages and 3 seconds of work.
Mm-hmm.
So 85, yeah, that's... So it was a long night, but I got some art out of it. And then monoprinting, it's like super relaxed. I go there on Fridays. Rhoda is my teacher, and she's the sweetest human being. She brought her husband in last week at the end of class, and it was so cute because they're both old people, and I'm like, oh, this is what I aspire to in my life. They're so cute. And anyway, she's just like, you can do whatever you want. Your only homework is to make like one or two prints, like super easy, super chill. You get to experiment with textures and inks. All the inks are free in that class. All you have to pay for is paper, which is still like crazy expensive, but like it's really fun. It's a really good class and totally different. A good way to end my week. So yeah,
I'm glad.
That's pretty much it. I'm still working hard on my animation thing, but I'm just having fun in monoprinting. So
understandable.
Yes.
Nice. That sounds like a nice balance.
It is a nice balance. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I'm doing it. It's very pleasant.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, this week in my dual degree life, I will be talking about, I think, oral and visual storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a very interesting class. It's very free form. It's essentially an extended project where you work on one project the entire semester, and it's related to, like, oral and visual storytelling. It's very broad. Laura Blacklow is the instructor, and she's great. She's this lovely ball of, like, quirky, like, art, like, instructor energy.
Yeah.
And I just love everything about her. She's very lovely to be around. I told myself that by the end of this week, or by that, I mean Thursday, which is my next course,
right,
that I would have 100 poems finished for my project, which is an adapted poetry anthology. And I have, like, 20. So,
you're well on your way.
Yeah, I've just kind of gotta, you know, hop on the grind.
Yeah, so that's 80 in the next, what, like 4 days?
Yeah,
so that's 20 a day.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've gotten a lot of the big boys out of the way.
Sure.
You know, like close. I've got a lot of like close family members out of the way, so I will hopefully be able to shorten the writing process.
Yeah.
In some sort of way. But yeah, I'm enjoying this project a lot. It's a good, like... Oh, by the way, my poems are about family members. I realized that saying... I've gotten a few close family members out of the way.
Out of the way.
Sounds very ominous. All of my poetry is about family members. Each poem is about somebody that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not murdering my family.
That's so funny.
In order to clear my schedule so that I can work on poetry. I am writing poetry about them. It's a very nice process.
Yeah.
It's very reflective. And a lot of people are doing work with sort of like family and identity. So, I don't know. I think everybody's really enjoying the like interview and researching process in that class.
Yeah, sure. That sounds cool. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another, I have an anecdote, not an anecdote. And I'm taking a class here called Art in the Anthropocene, which should be a perfect link between my fields of interest.
Yes.
However, it's taught, I was thinking of this because I was thinking of your teacher, Laura. I was like, that seems pleasant. My teacher also has quirky art teacher eccentric energy, except it's not an art class. And it's super heavy in, like, reading and stuff. And she's insane. In conclusion, she's got this, like, pretentious energy to her, which I know some art teachers have, where they think that they're, like, better than all of their students. Which, to be fair, they are a lot more educated than we are.
Mm-hmm.
But they should be imparting that wisdom in a nice, like, you know, here you go.
Yeah.
Which I feel is, like, what Laura is doing for you.
Yeah.
It's, like, giving you wisdom.
Yeah.
And knowledge versus my teacher who assumes that we know everything. So I go in and I'm, like, super nervous about everything because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what ego criticism is. Like, that's what the whole course is about. Mm-hmm. She just assumed we would know what it is. Mm-hmm. She's like, so ego criticism, anyone? And I was like, what? And then everyone started talking and I was like, what? So it's a little bit stressful, but
yeah,
it is part of my dual degree life this semester.
You know what? I think you're gonna work through it. I think you're gonna learn to thrive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna be particularly difficult, except it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there are any, like, I was thinking about this last night. I was like, I don't really know how this class is graded. Like, I went in yesterday, or last week, sorry, and was like, oh, so we just talk. And then I was like, are there papers? I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I need to figure that out. But
is it a seminar?
No. It's kind of like a discussion-based class, but I'm not really sure exactly what it is or how it works.
There'll be a nice exploration over this semester to learn exactly how art and Anthropocene is graded.
It's probably on the syllabus. Yeah. I just need to check it out. I've only had two classes.
No, imagine it, so. That's how your final grade is determined.
Oh my God. Honestly?
It's how you figure out, like, it's what you manage to figure out on, like, how it's graded by the end of the semester.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. That seems like something she would do, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Some ridiculous.
It could be like a nice ironic look at at university grading system.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're so right.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy.
Anyway, we're gonna freeform chat after this, but I'm gonna play my song of the week, which is Jessica WJ by K-Cus? I don't know. But it keeps getting stuck in my head. So I figured I would play it out right now to try to get it out. And it's a fun little peppy vibe for all of y'all out there.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
Jessica WJ playing bass riffs 1998. She's forever left. Stories told as Elizabeth. If you had only ever known Jessica, 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 Jessica WJ. I don't know why I kept running and running and running and running and running away. See, I like you, but Jessica, 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 I made a mistake. You wrote your number on a letter and I threw it away. And babble on the microphone, a scorpion and a Scorpio. I'm moonwalking like an Eskimo, singing oh, oh, oh. Surf was down and the surf was up. Her hair stood like it was lightning struck. I joined an Argentinian boxing club. Like, whoa, oh, oh. Yeah. Jessica, 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 Jessica WJ. I don't know why I kept running and running and running and running and running away. See, I like you, but Jessica, 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 I made a mistake. You wrote your number on a letter and I threw it away. Beautiful. Shake, shake, shake. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
like a double J. I don't know why I kept running and running and running and running and running away. See, I like you, but Jessica, 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 I made a mistake. You wrote your number on a letter and I threw it away.
Welcome back. That was Jessica WJ by Cayucas. C-A-Y-U-C-A-S. I do not know how to say their name, but this is probably one of the only songs called Jessica WJ. So if you are interested in finding it, it's probably very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And yeah, I think it's a fun song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a pop vibe, which I vibe with.
So. Yeah, I vibe with a good indie pop upbeat vibe.
Yes,
it's always a good feeling.
Exactly what it is.
It's a very like indie movie feeling.
Yeah, no, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like the main character's name is Jessica WJ, mm-hmm. and she only wants to be referred to as this full thing, mm-hmm. which is quirky.
Quirky.
So mm-hmm. yeah, very indie film, very mm-hmm. quirky, John Green-esque.
Yeah.
Character.
Yeah. I think my like objective just throughout life is for everything to sort of feel like a soundtrack to an indie movie is playing
yes.
in the background. Not necessarily that my life is an indie movie, because there are, as we all know, some blaring issues with the indie genre. But
sure.
But I would like it to always feel like there's this soft, like acoustic or this soft, like, electronic indie music kind mm-hmm. of playing in the background. Like, I'm, you know, I'm bursting through the sunroof of a car and we're on the highway and my arms are outstretched. And
oh, yeah.
The chorus is playing and I'm free.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I do feel like some songs have the ability to, like, completely erase any, like, background things going on and you're just that indie character for that moment.
I know.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah. It's like when you're listening to music like on the bus or in the car or something and you're like imagining you're in a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It just like, it feels like you're in a montage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's me on the SMFA shuttle every day. Where I'm like, I am cool, I am quirky, I'm an indie girl with my over-the-ear headphones listening to some music, mm-hmm. about to go make some art.
I'm like, getting an art degree.
Yes.
Yeah. One might say.
BFA, here I come.
BFA.
No.
BFA.
I can't start calling it that. I told myself I wouldn't start calling it SMFA, and mm-hmm. I am. I can't call a BFA BFA.
I'm trying to see if I can make it one syllable, because that would probably...
BFA.
Sorry. We need to stop. Yeah, but that's my thing. Everybody was super anti-SMFA, and then everybody stopped calling it SMFA one day and started using SMFA. And so my goal is for everybody to stop saying BFA and start saying BFA. I'm getting my pfa with a concentration in photography.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm. No. No. I think the thing with SMFA is, at least I started saying it completely ironically because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And then it turned into what it is now, which is what I call the SMFA.
Mm-hmm. Do not think pfa.
Don't think I can do that. I don't think I can do it.
Understandable. I understand. Yeah. We all did, like, sort of pass. We went through that cycle of irony to acceptance with SMFA, yeah. turning SMFA. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's freeform chat time.
It is freeform chat time.
Freeform chat.
I don't know about what. What's been going on in your life? I feel like I know because I'm your roommate, but
yes. Yeah. Yeah, so it's sort of hard to escape. Brexit happened.
Oh yeah.
So
traumatic.
For the few listeners that don't know us in person, and are probably listening to this from last night and are using it to sort of fall asleep. I grew up in the UK. And I have a lot of friends who are living in the UK on European or other international passports. So Brexit is in many ways kind of an extra large deal for the particular circle that I exist in the United Kingdom, because mm-hmm. most people do not have UK passports. Even if they do have UK visas, because the visaing process is likely to change.
And gross.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that all of my friends in the UK are doing great. There's like another year before substantial change in policy and before the new passports are phased in.
Phased in, yes.
But yeah, it's very bizarre to be in the US, I have to say, because There's so much like crazy political stuff going on here that like
I barely heard about Brexit until you were talking about it.
Yeah, Brexit isn't like really, it's not on people's radar here because it doesn't really impact them.
Yeah.
Like it does, I guess, in some ways it might impact the US through trade, but the United Kingdom isn't a massive trade partner.
No,
with anybody, because they don't really produce a lot anymore. that, you know, goes outside of the country. They're an island. So yeah, it's just not really something that's talked about a lot here. And usually when people bring it up, it's because they think it's, like, they're gonna annoy you, or it's, like, the one thing that they know that's happening in the UK.
Yeah.
And so it's always sort of this sort of joking, like, so Brexit, huh? And you're like, yeah. but,
yeah. No, that's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I read the news every morning, and it's still glossed over, like in the New York Times, like it's like one thing that I read out of like the seven things that are going horribly wrong everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm like, I mean, obviously I'm coming from like a very specific perspective where like I grew up in a time in the UK where it was people talked about it every day because it was a big deal.
Right.
But even if it isn't like directly impacting the UK, it's like globally and within Europe, it's a really big catalyst because it's starting to convince a lot of other nations to exit the EU, and there's a lot of crossover with refugee crisis that's still going on.
Oh yeah.
And it's completely altering like the value of currency in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it's just like, as someone who is not yet legally a British citizen, but soon will be, hopefully in like a year, it's just kind of embarrassing. Like, the way that they acted when they left the European Parliament was really like, they all got up, it was Nigel Farage, I can't say his name, but he's... Yeah,
I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is.
He's a very prominent politician in the United Kingdom.
Oh, okay. I should know who he is, but I don't.
Sort of him and Boris Johnson are kind of conservative, independent, big guys.
Got it.
And he, right now, he was working in the European Parliament.
Sure.
And right as Brexit happened, or the day that it did happen, he stood up with every like conservative member of like the UK team in the European Parliament and started like waving the Union Jack. And he made a really big speech about the like apparent mistreatment of the United Kingdom inside, which you can, there's a clear argument for like other countries being mistreated or misrepresented within the European Parliament and within the EU. But not necessarily the United Kingdom.
No, yeah.
I mean, there are, like, countries where the EU has, like, ignored, like, referendums that have happened in countries and just ignored votes or issued a revote when something doesn't happen their way.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. And I understand the frustration, but that hasn't really impacted Great Britain
in many ways.
And they've always sort of existed with a degree of separation from the rest of Europe, because they do have their own currency. But yeah, not to go off on Brexit.
That's absolutely valid. Yeah. I feel like I just learned a lot because I straight up knew, like, not a lot or anything really at all.
No, I mean, but that's me, like, almost any time you guys talk about American politics.
Yeah, well,
I still feel, like, kind of separated from...
Yeah.
What's the haps in the United States?
What's the haps? Well, the impeachment is almost certainly, like, over. He's not going to be impeached because there was, like, a 49-51 vote saying that the witnesses, like, they're not going to call witnesses, which is ridiculous because we know there are witnesses who were... in the room when Trump was like doing the stuff with Ukraine that knew that it was totally illegal so, and then refusing to call upon those new witnesses is just a show of how ridiculously polarized and with the party everything is. And unfortunately, like, we were hoping that, I think we needed 4 Republicans to switch over, and we only got 2, I think, which is so devastating because anyone with a mind, which most politicians are not this dumb to, like, really think that nothing happened.
Yeah.
They're just sticking with their party because if they don't, they're not going to be reelected because... everyone's so fiercely allegiant to their party. So, anyway, we've all been reeling from that, which is probably why we haven't even thought about Brexit. Yeah,
understand.
This is what's going on. We have this totally corrupt and terrible president who just got away with everything.
Yeah.
And could be reelected.
Mm-hmm. Which is scary.
Yeah. And... like, the Iowa caucus, I think, is soon.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll know. We'll start to know who our candidates are going to be for the Democrat Party. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a time.
Exactly.
And, gross.
Yeah.
So everything's bad right now.
Yeah.
In conclusion, everything's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And our hour is coming up. We should play ourselves out.
We should.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should. I'll use my phone because I don't know how to use Rivendell.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I am using Rivendell.